Good morning. This morning I want to talk about a topic that's pretty simple, but it's pretty important in our Christian life. I'm going to be talking about diligence. And in the world that we live in today with no persecution, no, we don't really have to worry a whole lot about keeping safe because of our faith, it can be easy for us to just kind of drift through life. We don't really have to work for being a Christian. We don't have to go through a whole lot of hard things, but we still need diligence. It makes it even more important for us to make sure we're living our life in diligence. I'm going to read some verses in Proverbs that talk about diligence. Proverbs 10:4, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." Proverbs 21:5, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness." And Proverbs 22:29, "Seest thou a man diligent in business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." And I looked up the definition of diligence. Dictionary said, diligence is a steady, earnest, and energetic effort. And these verses in Proverbs, it's talking about material things. That was the focus in the Old Testament. If you were diligent and serving God, you would be rich. But that's not necessarily the focus anymore. Although the principle works the same in spiritual things. If we're diligent in our spiritual life, we will grow and prosper. I want to read a passage, Hebrews 12:12-15. Hebrews 12, starting in verse 12. "Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Verse 15, looking diligently, that's not just floating through life. And in the verses prior to that, I was talking about different ways we can be diligent in serving God and building up his kingdom. And a second passage, 2 Peter 1:5-10. Second Peter 1, starting in verse 5. "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." Verse 8 is a promise. If these things be in you and abound, ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we're diligent in these things, giving all diligence, adding to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, we will not be barren in the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, we can get the idea that, you know, we need to be diligent in our spiritual life, but we can get the feeling that work isn't spiritual, so maybe we don't really have to be as diligent there in physical work, in our everyday lives. But we read a verse in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Working is a basic life principle that we need to work to live. And I think God wants us to do everything we do with diligence. And verse 12 in the same chapter kind of repeats the same thought. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. So I think we need to be diligent in every area of our life, in work and in seeking God, seeking to know him better. If we are diligent in our life, God can use us. And in closing, I want to read one more passage, 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11.